Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
The Juice on the Cuse podcast is presented by BetOnline, your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BELIEV. Bet online, the game starts here. It is another edition of the Juice on the Cuse podcast here on the Believe in Rivals Networks. Wes Chang alongside my longtime colleague, Brad Bierman. Thank you as always for joining us on this Tuesday, June 11, 2024. We've got so much to talk about on today's show, including a couple of football commitments as official visit season heads into its second week. And we begin there on 2027 wide receiver Tank White. The Florida prospect announced his commitment to Syracuse on Friday, becoming the first member of Syracuse's 2027 class. Brad, this isn't a 2025 or even a 2026 recruit. This is someone who's 2.5 years away from signing a national letter of intent. You've had a chance to review his tape. What do you think of that commitment?
Wes, this is certainly not only far out. the first time these ever have happened with Syracuse football recruiting. Here's another one to add to the checklist. You know, a player this far out in the cycle, I know from year-wise, 2027 is only two out because of the 19 commitments already in 2025, three in 2026. But it says a couple of things. Obviously, this is a talented athlete, and we've seen the upgrade in talent overall by the coaching staff. It demonstrates that once they catch their eye on a player that they're targeting that meets all the criteria that they're looking for in players to come up into the Fran Brown program, they go after that player. And great athletes are going to get a lot of attention, and Tank White certainly is a great athlete. And this far out, I'm thinking that the coaching staff sells the story. And I think a lot of this has to do with the players envisioning not only their development on the field, but certainly their development as young men off the field. I really think that says a lot about it, because someone to give a commitment that far out, just the word there, making that commitment and keeping, a word and a verbal vow and a handshake and all of that. So it says a lot on both sides. And what's going to be interesting to see now with so many developments, Wes, I'm really curious about with college football, still to be exactly determined, is revenue distribution in the future for these student athletes along with NIL. And all of these things are going to shake out. And I've said this, we've discussed it previously. I always go back to the Dion Waiters recruitment and at Syracuse basketball, 8th, 9th, 10th grade. I'm thinking like, can it really be something that holds true through 12th grade and then making that commitment and arriving on campus? Well, he did. And it's going to be interesting to see these players so far out following through on commitments that are, as you mentioned, a couple of years down the road.
Yeah. So, Brad, you said it. This really speaks to what Syracuse has done with recruiting. I was telling you this pre-show, but programs that get commitments this far out are blue bloods like Ohio State or Georgia. And this is really uncharted territory for the Syracuse program. And we've had a chance to speak with Tank White over time. He tells us that he's really buying into what Syracuse and Fran Brown is selling. Quote, "Syracuse is going to be big time in a few years. I want to get locked in early. I see what Coach Fran sees in Syracuse," end quote. So these recruits, to your point, Brad, are really seeing the progress Syracuse has made and are getting on the train now before it leaves the station. One other thing I wanted to mention is that this is a recruit, again, outside of the traditional recruiting era, showing that Syracuse is still very much alive in the Southeast, and he picked Syracuse over offers from Penn State, Pitt, and South Florida, among others. And of course, we need to discuss the 2025 class. Offensive lineman Skylar Harvey, he announces his commitment to Syracuse on Monday afternoon following his official visit. He selects Syracuse over offers from Virginia Tech, Boston College, Pittsburgh, and Connecticut, among others. So he's the 20th commitment to join the 2025 class and first since official visit season started. So a very nice pickup for Syracuse. And Brad, we're going to move on. Still plenty of summer left before we get to kick off in August. What's still left on the calendar for you?
It's certainly going to be busy around the football offices right through June 25th, the end of the contact period in this part of the cycle. It then goes quiet for a month into July. And I also want to note, Wes, to your point about a Florida recruit, I wanted to mention that and buying into what the coaching staff is showing as a vision and Syracuse moving up to a big-time program. Well, we know they're going after everybody in the Northeast, and I think they've just done an absolute fantastic job of targeting those geographical areas, Florida, Texas, even California, and scattered other big metro areas, including markets and current ACC schools, combined with the fact that being able to show that vision of Syracuse making a rise nationally is just so important. And they're going to be selling that story right through, as I said, the end of the month, June 25th. Then it goes quiet in July, and I'm going to be really curious to see how Syracuse is received at ACC Media Days, July 22nd, that week. 4 days this year, Wes. They spread it out with the addition of three more teams to the conference. So Syracuse will be July 25th, the Thursday, the fourth and final day of the event in Charlotte, and will be quite intriguing to see how Syracuse new head coach Fran Brown is received by the media, which we've talked about is 70% based in North Carolina and Virginia, covering the ACC with the scattered other pockets of the big markets along the Eastern Seaboard. But I'm going to be really curious for that. And then you roll right into August 3rd, that Saturday, 4 weeks before the first game of the year, to get ready for practice in August and preseason practice. And Syracuse will still be welcoming 10 other players to the freshman recruits coming into the program in August from those that were on the spring roster. So more players coming aboard to fight out for a competition before the first game, August 31st against Ohio.
Brad, I wanted to pivot back to the official visit weekend that just passed. Two recruits I think Syracuse fans should be watching for here is 2025 edge Quante Jillians. He's someone who plays right down the road in Rochester. He tells the Juice Online that Syracuse tops his recruitment following that OV. And he said he wants to finish out his official visits before making an announcement at the end of the month. But I would not be surprised if he announces before that. And then there's 2025 defensive lineman Eric Thomas from Florida. He tells the Juice Online that Syracuse is at the top of his recruitment, though he added he isn't planning on announcing until late July or early August. But definitely two names that I think Syracuse fans really need to pay attention to moving forward. We'll take a quick break, and after we're going to be joined by 2027 lineman Zamar Tooks, who recently picked up an offer from Syracuse after his performance at Elite Camp. This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Back on the Juice on the Cuse podcast, Wes Chang here with you, and we are midway through June, which means that Syracuse has hosted several elite camp sessions with prospects coming in from all around the country to compete. One of them came from nearby Rochester, and that is 2027 lineman Zamar Tooks, who ended up earning his first offer from Syracuse. We welcome him on the program now. Zamar, thanks for the time. How are you today?
Doing great, man.
So Zamar, we'll get you started on this one. First off, congratulations on the Syracuse offer. How did it feel to get the first one?
Good. No, I'm really excited. Really good feeling. Just let me know I got to work even harder.
So you were at Elite Camp earlier in June. I know it went well because you got the offer, but how did it go?
It went really well. Pushed myself. Really excited for the ones. When I was doing the one-on-ones, I learned even a little bit more about what it means to be coming off the edge as a DN. But I performed pretty well when I was there, so it's really good.
So I know you play offensive line and defensive line. Are you being recruited as a defensive lineman?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so which coaches did you speak with the most?
Talked with the head coach a little bit while I was doing the ones, and he was just telling me I got to beat him with speed first and nothing else. So that's one thing. And I talked a little bit with Coach Alex Kelly. I asked him if he could send me some of the drills that we did at the camp, you know, just for some for practice.
So, Mar, you grew up in nearby Rochester, but going to camp and seeing how the team is run, did that change your perception of Syracuse at all?
Yeah, completely, man. You know, I used to just be a Blue Cross Arena Syracuse guy, go to the practices there, but just being there just really made me think about Syracuse, really close to home. Just changed my perspective a lot. Syracuse definitely has a lot of great things going for them. Yeah, man, it really, really did change.
So you mentioned head coach Fran Brown. What's the buzz like with the recruits and also in Rochester since he took over 6 months ago?
That's a good question. When I heard the news a couple months ago, I didn't know how I was going to start ending up for Syracuse, but I know that where he come from, was it Georgia or?
Yes, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. So I was a little bit excited for having a coach from down south come up north and coach, you know, a little culture change for Syracuse. So I was excited, man. You know, I wanted to see what he could do for Syracuse, and clearly he's doing something good. So I'm excited for that, for what he's doing for Syracuse.
So what do you think of the Syracuse program as a whole, having followed Syracuse and now seeing it up close and personal?
I really like it, man. Like, a whole bunch of my teachers, when I come out of school, they just ask me, like, would you go there? I mean, man, it's so close to home that, I mean, there really wouldn't be any other place I would go. But, no, it's just, I really think Syracuse, I like their program. You know, I've done some research a little this week, and like their academics and just how they train, you know, their facilities and everything. So I definitely think their program is pretty good.
And Zamar, we'll get you out of here on this one. Tell me about the kind of defensive lineman you are off the edge.
Yeah, gladly, man. I definitely think I bring some speed with me, especially when I'm coming off that edge. I definitely think I bring some strength. I gladly say I'm more of a speed rusher coming off the edge with some hand movements, some hand moves. I think me being on that edge, it'll be dangerous coming this season. You know, even all the training I'm doing with my coaches and my teammates. But I think I'm very, very dangerous off the edge.
Thank you, Zamar. Really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
Zamar Tooks, ladies and gentlemen. Zamar is clearly going to get a lot more recruiting buzz as the summer continues, and we're thrilled for him to get that first offer. And we will take a quick break and wrap things up here on the other side. This is the Juice on the Cues podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
Welcome back to the Juice on the Cues podcast from the Rivals.com and Believe Networks. Alongside my longtime colleague, Wes Cheng, I'm Brad Bierman. Wes, I want to stick with football. A couple final thoughts I had, and it evolves around the rule changes for 2024 college football season, and two of them kind of stand out to me, and I think it's going to be interesting in how they could pertain to Syracuse's season, and one, how it's going to pertain to the JMA Dome. There's now going to be advertising allowed on the field in three different spots, midfield, at the 50-yard line, and two other places. So, Wes, I have a couple of ideas for advertisers if Syracuse just doesn't, you know, move forward with some existing advertisers and award some extra inventory by putting their ads, you know, game by game or for the season on the field that would really make sense for this upcoming season. Right off the bat, SRC Engineering in Syracuse, well, they were the sponsor of the game at Yankee Stadium last November against Pitt. And so they were seeking to hire talent, and from what I heard, it was a very successful campaign, so they would stand out as one that would be pretty obvious. Along with the other one, I would think, would be Toyota. That's an existing Syracuse sponsor and quite obvious and prevalent at press conferences, but how about on a game-by-game basis? I'd like to see something like for the varsity, because let's bring back all the great memories of everyone having pizza down at the varsity. And for folks in central New York, nothing like a Hyde's hot dog. So on a game-by-game basis, I think it'd be kind of fun to have these central New York-specific advertisers that folks could relate to watching on TV around the country, displaced fans, or even, you know, in all the Syracuse and New York State markets. That would be a lot of fun. And at the same time, it would be producing revenue in the estimate of $4 to $5 million, teams are thinking, in the FBS Power Four ranks for the upcoming season, revenue that these athletic departments certainly need. And the other new rule change I wanted to talk about a little bit was the communication for the quarterback and one defensive player. And I think this is going to be really important. Teams that really can seize on this opportunity to have the cadence and all the protocol down and calling plays quickly. And I think somewhere along the line in a 12-game schedule for Syracuse, both the communication factor and playing in front of the home crowd in the dome could be the result in a win or a loss somewhere in a season where they're trying to get back-to-back-to-back bowl victories.
Brad, I wanted to close the show on O'Shea Brissett. On Thursday in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Brissett played 3 minutes as the Celtics routed the Mavericks. But when he checked in, he ended a 44-year streak for the Orange. The last time a Syracuse player played in the NBA Finals was in 1980 when Marty Burns did it for the Los Angeles Lakers. I know Dion Waiters received a championship ring a few years ago after playing for Miami and LA, but he never actually saw the floor. So very cool that the streak ended, and how apropos was it that it ended with the number 44?
Certainly hope it's not another 44 years, Wes, but the last time, as you mentioned, Marty Burns, game six, 1980, the Sixers-Lakers at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. And in that game, folks may not remember, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was hurt. He had an injured eye, stayed back in Los Angeles, and Magic Johnson in his rookie season played center and led L.A. to that victory. And with just about a minute left, Paul Westhead, the Lakers coach, cleared his bench, and up came Marty Burns, very happy and eager to toss that warm-up aside and get on the court to be able to say that he played in an NBA championship series and then got that coveted ring, as you mentioned, along with Dion Waiters, who didn't play for Miami. And that's the rare company that O'Shea Brissett hopes to join this year with the Boston Celtics.
That's it for us. For Brad Bierman, this is Wes Chang. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast presented by Bet Online and Believe, and we will see you next time.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries? Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.